And we are back with Growth and Development of Jazz. We've been listening to some Duke Ellington Sea Jam Blues. What I'd like to do now is play two recordings of the same tune. The first will be a recording of Scott Joplin playing his famous rag, the Maple Leaf Rag, and then I'm going to play a Sidney Bechet version of this. This will go to show to illustrate how when jazz first started happening around the early teens, late teens, and even into the 20s, how people would take a piece of music, sometimes a classical piece of music, or in this case, a ragtime piece of music, and they would distribute the parts that the members of the orchestra or the piano would play to different members of the band, and then they would figure out a way to intersperse solos on top of that. So the first thing we're going to hear is Scott Joplin's version of the Maple Leaf Rag. This is actually Scott Joplin playing. Back in the teens, it was very normal for famous musicians to go into a factory and record themselves playing onto piano rolls, and some of these rolls have survived. So we have this piano roll of Scott Joplin playing his Maple Leaf Rag. Here we go. Again, that was Scott Joplin performing in 1916 his Maple Leaf Rag. This next recording is by Sidney Bechet, a very famous Dixieland and early combo musician made in 1932 of that same composition. As we're talking about jazz, I want to make sure that we don't make jazz such a technical thing that the whole time you're listening to music, you're trying to analyze everything. Sometimes when you listen to jazz, you should just listen to it and take the first effect for what it is and just move on from there. Of course, we want to the more we know about the music, the more we'll understand that first time listening to it. But if you spend too much time trying to analyze music, you won't get a whole lot of enjoyment out of it. This music of Scott Joplin is so loved that you could probably find 50 recordings of this same composition. I'm going to play two more recordings in this segment before we take our break. The first recording is a version played by a contemporary classical pianist, and the second one is by the New England Conservatory of Music Ragtime Ensemble. These are both Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. After this, we'll take a short break, and then we'll be right back.